if we want to limit the ice melt in the Arctic, we have to address the issue of climate change. If we don't manage to get countries like China, like the US, to drastically reduce the emissions coming from burning coal and oil, the ice melt is unstoppable. That means that Arctic is one of the rare places in the world where you can see the drastic changes caused by global warming in the most visible way. We expect a minimum ice this year, a historic minimum ice melt this September. And this will give a clear warning also when head of states are going to meet in New York at the same time. It's quite contradictory that now new oil oil companies are going to the Arctic to drill for more fossil fuel energy, which will even more fuel the global warming. So this needs to stop, and that's why Greenpeace is calling for a sanctuary in the Arctic, which prohibits commercial exploitation of the region.
What about the countries who actually have Arctic regions when it comes to their climate policies?
I mean, if you looked into Canada, Canada has one of the most regressive climate policies in place. Prime Minister Harper is one of the worst climate deniers. And Canada is investing also a lot into tar sands in the west of the country, which is a business model which is not sustainable. Russia's business model is based on the export of oil and gas, so that's quite problematic to talk with Russia about the protection of the Arctic at the moment. And Greenpeace has had experiences with how they prioritize the business model over the future for this rare ecosystem. But there are more countries coming in, like China, like India, coming to the Arctic and want to get a share of the resources extraction. And that's a worrying sign. Rather to protect the Arctic, it's now open the wild north for the big corporates investing into oil and gas. And so that means that we need to have a political process which clearly determines a sanctuary in the Arctic and limits the commercial exploitation of it.
What about the Scandinavian countries?
Finland has been quite progressive in the process so far to move forward the idea of a sanctuary in the Arctic. And we hope that rich countries like Norway, for instance, but also Iceland, are really joining that group. But that's a long way to go.